Welcome back to the CBFC podcast. This is Millen, and I'm here with five other 18 members here doing a big podcast with any campers that kind of walk by.
My name is Megan. I'm one of the 18 people Millen's talking about.
And I'm Emerson. I'm also another 18 member that Millen's talking about.
And I'm Taylor, and I'm also one of the 18 members that Millen's talking about.
And I'm Karina, and I'm the fourth 18 member that Millen was talking about.
I am Stephanie Javiers. I'm another one of the 18 members. So excited to be here with you all today.
Hello, everyone. I am the Mason Babiak with the Big Bite videos on Instagram. I'm a level 2 green, neon green.
Okay, so we wanted to focus this episode on what you guys want to hear. So, being an avid listener, in your own words, Mason, what is something that you want to talk about during this podcast that you think other listeners would also want to hear us talk about?
One of my favorite episodes of the Be With CVFC podcast is the New Year's Resolutions episode with Tyler Horvath and his cousin Christina. Okay. And I feel like I learned a lot about that in that episode. And one of my favorite parts was Tyler's New Year's resolution of looking for real dopamine. So go back, give that one a listen if you're curious. But I was wondering if we could go around and talk about maybe some of our, like, action steps that go with our B goals, because that's kind of the theme of the week.
How did your experience breaking your B board go, your B goal?
It was actually really good. I didn't finish coloring my board, which was a little disappointing. Pro tip, don't try and do something cool. Just, like, do something that's quick and... Yeah. I think that... It was cool to see people's break in three, because they expected it to just break in two and still be holding it, and then one would, like, fly up at their face. So, yeah.
And, Mason, could you tell us a little bit about your B goal and why you chose it?
Yeah, absolutely. So my B goal this year was to be connected. I feel like recently I've been really growing apart from some of my friends, maybe not connecting with them as much as I want to, especially over the summer. Mm-hmm. And I really want to get back into rebuilding those connections and being able to follow up with conversations. But I also want to be connected with myself. Part of the level two, like the theme of level two, is reflection. And I'm just really, really working to connect with what's my why. So yeah.
I love that, Mason. I think that's so true for all of us, especially navigating like high school, and a lot of us are headed to college this year, so that's very true. Trying to balance the struggle of being connected. Does anyone want to share their B goal and why they chose it?
Hello. Just as a refresh, I'm Karina. The B goal I chose for this year's B goal activity was be present. I feel like a lot of times in my life, just me as a person, I can overthink a lot and get in my head just about like my own, I guess, like flaws and my insecurities, as well as like over analyzing like what other people think of me. So and at times when that happens, it prevents me from being my like real self and just kind of like enjoying the moment as well. So sometimes, whether that's me overthinking or whether that's me thinking too much about the future, I feel like being present can just resonate with so many people, but right now me at the time, just because we're at a point in our lives when so much is happening. I think like as a high schooler, we're constantly growing, we're constantly learning, and we're always surrounded by people. And I think just kind of taking our environment in for where we're at right now is so critical in growing and developing ourselves as like future leaders. So yeah, that was my big goal.
So when I was a little too camper, my beagle was be bold, but I think that was only applied to that like certain time in my life, like when I was in high school, because I wanted, I don't know, just like to like create more of like an image of myself that I like wanted to be. And now that I'm going to college, my beagle is be expressive, because I really want to try to foster relationships while being away from home. And by doing that, I have to kind of make that effort myself. But then also with that, kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, like set boundaries for myself. So being expressive in that way and kind of letting people know like when to, I don't know, just like set my boundaries. And then also being expressive means to me like I want to speak more eloquently and like really get my point across in a way that like makes sense and maybe uses less filler words or like stuff like that. So that's what that means to me.
I can share that. So this is my second time doing a beagle. My first one was be purposeful, and I kind of felt like that applied to that time in my life. Like, I don't know if it was Karina or Megan who said that, but when I redid it recently, I chose be still, because in this like transition period in my life, I really want to just like soak it all in and be present in a way, and just kind of slow down and enjoy like every moment that I have with my family before I move out, every moment that I'm spending with all of my friends here at camp. I want to really focus on like also being intentional and like just taking each day like step by step so that I can make sure to get the fullest of everything and just really be myself.
Hi, this is Taylor. I can share mine. So as a level two, I picked be brave, because I definitely struggled with confidence in high school and I wanted to work on being able to just like go into friendships and meet new people and just like be more comfortable with myself in that way. And I've definitely worked on that. And so then this year I did be an advocate. And for me, that means standing up and speaking up for myself and for others and for my friends and everyone.
Okay, so I'll talk a little bit about my level two one. So my level two be goal was be initiative, and I did it 2 years ago now. And going back to what Mason said about how you can actually achieve like your be goals, I think the biggest thing for me is taking small steps. So like being initiative, it really is just about taking like a small little step, and then in the next situation taking a little bit bigger of a step, and then just cascading from there. So like sometimes it's just like be initiative, like go up to talk to random people, just go say hi to someone maybe, and then the next time be like, hi, how are you, what's your name? And then eventually you're gonna get into this pattern of where you just walk up to people and can make friends with anyone, and form like a genuine connection with anyone. And that's really how you can kind of succeed in your beagle. Definitely something that doesn't happen overnight.
I actually love that you said that, Millen, because I think addressing beagles and creating them in this camp experience is kind of the first step in a long process of starting that path towards bettering ourselves and focusing on ways that we can make our corner of the world and our community just a little bit better. My beagle this year was be resolute. What that means to me is having faith that the decisions that I make are right and that there's value behind them. It also means seeking less validation from other people and being more self-assured in my own identity. And I think that there's kind of a common theme amongst all of us in our RB goals of looking towards the future and trying to kind of take some time to be better people for ourselves, but also the people around us. And I think that it's just kind of cool to see how RB goals can be helpful for each other, but also obviously for ourselves. We have some new members here joining us from our camp experience, and we're going to let them share their beagle and a little bit about their camp experience. So we're going to hand it to Carol Ann first to share a little bit about her camp experience and maybe her beagle as well.
Hi, everyone. So my camp experience so far on level two has been very good. I think it's been very thought-provoking and has shown me a lot about what I want to see in the world and what I want to see more out of myself. For my beagle, I chose be authentic, because I think that it's really easy sometimes to kind of change who you are, hide parts of yourself in different situations and in the world. And this week showed me a lot of what I care about in my morals and the things that I want to uphold in my life. So I want to work on being authentic with my emotions and with the things that I feel in my life.
I love that. I think that's awesome. That was actually my big goal last year in high school. Does anyone else want to share? Here we go.
Hi, my name is Elena, and my B goal this year was to be grounded. I think that, especially in my junior year, just doing a lot of extracurriculars and keeping my grades up, I was not really living in the moment, and I was overworking myself and being, I guess, very anxious about the future. And so for my senior year, I really want to live in the moment, be grounded, and work on myself and my relationship with others.
I love that. That's such an incredible big goal, and I think something we can all work on a little bit. Does anyone else want to share? Okay.
Hi, everyone. I am Grant, and kind of going off of Alana's big goal, mine's kind of similar. It is going to be true. Kind of the same mindset. Last year as a junior, I had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of clubs, a lot of extracurriculars, and I wasn't being honest with the fact that I couldn't do it all. And this year, I'm going to focus on being true to myself and the things I'm passionate about. So that means to me, you know, taking time to do the things that I love and be honest with myself and being true to the fact that I can't do it all. And especially as a senior, learning to step back and take the time to grow the future leaders and not, you know what I mean, do everything myself. And that just being true to myself, and that's what I've kind of focused on this year. As far as my camp experience this year, I, you know, going with the mindset of level one, I was kind of surprised by the activities of level two, and I really enjoy the fact that they're focusing on ourselves this year, and I think I've grown a lot, and I would recommend level two to anybody. I'm going to pass it on to Eleni real quick.
Hi, I'm Eleni. My big goal was be assertive. I think a lot of the time, especially because I'm a senior now, I've kind of let a lot of high school friendships go by me because I was too scared or too nervous to talk to new people and get into a new group because I was scared of being judged or that they would think I was weird. And I kind of want to start inserting myself into more situations where I can meet new people and have a better mindset of, oh, why is she talking to me, into, oh, she's talking to me, that's great. So I'm going to give it to Everett.
Hi, I'm Everett, and my B-goal was to be proactive. I chose this B-goal because I often find myself distracted and procrastinating when I'm doing my homework. And as someone going into like my junior year of high school with big goals of accomplishing great things in the future, I really want myself to be able to prioritize the things I find the most important. And through this, I'm going to be proactive.
All right, yeah, thank you everyone for sharing. I mean, that was a lot of sharing, especially about your B-goals. You guys did a really great job, and I hope like all of your guys' goals go well.
And before we leave you all today, we want to thank you so much for listening and challenge you to invent your own B-goal. If you are listening and you're part of our organization, we welcome you back. And if you're someone new, we encourage you to think about something that you want to work on. B-goals are long-term commitments, but they can last as long as you feel the need to fulfill them. So often it's about a year, but it can take as long as you need it to. So we encourage you to take some inspiration from our podcast today and create your own B-goal at home. Thank you all so much for listening. Yay! Yeah.